is for what's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump has declared Obamacare essentially dead after the House of Representatives narrowly passed a Republican-crafted health care replacement Thursday. After the vote, House Speaker Paul Ryan touted what he said the bill will do.
It makes health care more affordable. It takes care of our most vulnerable. And it shifts power from Washington back to the states and, most importantly, back to you, the patient.
But House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, in a counter news conference following the vote, said it will do the opposite and give large tax breaks to the wealthiest Americans.
The public will now see what they gave their name to. They put their name next to you're paying more for less. And we'll make sure that the public is aware of that.
The bill sets aside billions of dollars more to help people afford coverage, but experts say that money is unlikely to guarantee an affordable alternative for people now covered under a popular provision of the existing law that prevents insurers from rejecting them or charging higher rates based on their health. A few hundred protesters lined up on Thursday along Manhattan's West Side Highway in New York to jeer Donald Trump's motorcade as he made his first trip home to New York since becoming president of the United States. Trump sped by on his way to attend a dinner with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull aboard the USS Intrepid, a decommissioned aircraft that is now a museum. Some supporters of Trump were also on hand to cheer him on. The protest wasn't nearly as large as some have been since the president was elected. This is VOA.